Hey friends, this is Josh and Katie Walters.
We've been married for 22 years, have 7 kids, and are on staff at our local church, run a nonprofit out of Togo, West Africa, and have been to hell and back with each other.
We love connecting with couples who want to keep it real, talk about where they are and what they're going through, but who are also committed to growing and getting to a new place.
Like any family, our days are long and the weeks are busy. A good date night can be hard to come by, whether it's a walk around the neighborhood
or a fancy night out. This podcast will tee up a topic each week to help ensure your conversation is building intimacy. Let's jump in.
Each week on the podcast, we'll spend a few minutes introducing a question, let you in on how we've processed it, and invite you to go and do the same. Typically, we'll take a few minutes to set you up with a question for your date night. And in this episode, we want to discuss what has made you feel alive or excited lately.
That is a good question. There's a lot that comes to mind, but I do think the first thing that comes to mind is just having you back on the same continent.
That's true.
As me. When I think about the question, what makes me feel worn out and beat down is having you in Africa for a week.
That's a good thing. That's so funny.
What is making me feel alive or excited lately? So I'll tell you one thing is I had a dream a couple nights ago that was an awful dream. Like it was kind of a scary dream, but it was a very motivating dream, and that I felt like it was a those dreams that are like super detailed and you wake up and they're almost like vivid. It felt kind of like a warning dream from God of some like health changes, behavior changes, just like a shaking me wake up that you just can't manufacture motivation very easily, you know, for whatever it is, any kind of change in life. And so anyway, it's unique in that it's not like a vacation in terms of like alive or excited, you know, but it's definitely been a wake up in my core of like one, just that when you feel like God speaks, it felt like a God moment. So that's like got me excited. But then two, just to bring about some changes is fun. Some people hate change. Kind of excites me. It's like, okay God, you want to do some things different. Okay, let's go. So
that is so funny, the two of us with change, because we do like forward movement and action, I think. So I think change does feel kind of exciting to us. I mean, we are on house number 16. People would be like, it must be house renovating number 16, I should say, for anybody listening. But it's funny. I think you and I both were probably in a little bit of a weird place compared to people that are listening. So I just got back from Africa. I was on a spiritual high for sure. So I feel like some of the things that are exciting me the most are just what God did there, what he did, the women who came with Francis and Benedict. You know, that's the nonprofit if you've never heard of Francis and Benedict. And so I feel really excited about God moving there and hope for what could happen. But I think people listening are probably like, okay, I was thinking somebody might say, you know, I feel excited about getting back in the gym or, my time with my girlfriend. I think we're in an interesting spot. But I would say the other thing that is really exciting me that's a little bit more feet on the ground is that word that we got about order and aligning things, you know, in our life. And I feel like we really are you with the health, but I think God's trying to get things in order for us. And whether that's for a change that's coming or, you know, great things, hard things, whatever it is, I really feel like that order is going to bring us peace.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of hope for times of peace coming, Sabbath and rhythms that we're getting in place. So I think those things are exciting me right now.
That's interesting. And one thing when I think about that is that a lot of times with order, it's funny because we both do like change and can get excited about the future, but so much of order is on disciplines of now that neither one of us are like
not our strong suit.
Yes, man, I'm feeling so alive.
I can't wait to meet with that accountant.
I'm excited about that discipline. It's gonna be great.
Doing what we don't want to do for future gain, that's gonna be incredible.
I know. Really feeling alive and looking forward to that, and hope that leads to an awesome conversation on your date night.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, and one thing, I don't know if this helps anybody that's listening, but we know our temperaments really well, and you may know yours too. You know your strengths and you know your weaknesses. And I think we used to just let those weaknesses kind of wear on each other and feel like we couldn't move forward. And now we say, okay, there's a lot of things we're good at. There's a lot of things that we struggle with. So maybe somebody could come alongside of us and help us So when we are talking about order and things like that, it is exciting me to think, okay, there's people that are going to come alongside of us and help us go to a new place.
And I do think it's interesting in thinking about even both of our answers to that question, like, why is it making me feel alive or excited? And I feel like the man, I work hard and stay really busy, but like the vision, drive, motivation for personal change has been a difficult one for me. I don't know if it's just season of life, age, fatigue, whatever, but I think that's another important part of the question. Like, why is that feeling exciting right now? And so for me, just tapping into some of that vision and motivation personally, it's got me excited about whatever God wants to do there.
And I think for me, you know, if you are not feeling super excited about something, if you're thinking like, gosh, it's really hard to pinpoint what I'm excited about, oftentimes that can be because there is too much happening. You know, you're too scattered, or there's too distracted, or, you know, you're not able to focus on the good stuff of life. And I think for us, we've been in a season where there's been a lot going on. There's a lot coming up to be excited about. We're preaching this weekend. We've got an incredible small group that just kicked off. We're about to be on somebody else's podcast and share hope. You know, there's things happening, but when there's so much going on, oftentimes you can lose excitement about the good stuff, the best stuff. So I would just say, let the tension, if there is any, whether it's, you know, you feel like there's not enough to be excited about, or there's too much to be excited about, let that tension direct you and lead you to figuring out why. You know, do we need to add something in or take something away so that we can have a quick answer of, this is what makes me feel alive.
That's good. That's good. Well, let me pray for you and then let's go and have an awesome date night. God, we thank you so much that you came, that we might be fully alive, that you want us to have an abundant life. And do just think this question, what's been making me feel alive or excited lately, is a God question, because we can think about you and maybe feel like you're upset with us, disappointed with us, but we know your countenance towards us is of love and delight, and you want us to be alive and excited. And so pray that you would help this to lead to just helpful conversation, that if it needs to bring about change, or if it needs to cause us to kind of look a little more closely and lean in on what is making us alive or excited, that we would do it. So thank you for the gift of a date night for our spouse. Pray that you would help us to go and make it a great one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.